Hi, is this Gloria?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No.
No, okay. And
I need to because the headache is kicking my butt.
You diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo for at least 1 year?
I took that Depo for 7 years.
Okay, were you diagnosed with a meningioma?
What is that? All I know, they said something about baby tumors on my brain.
Yeah, it's a type of brain tumor. Were you diagnosed with that?
That's what they said back in 92, 93.
That you were diagnosed with that? Okay, I'm sorry to hear. Do you remember what year you were diagnosed?
Hold on, please. What happened? Hold on. Hello.
I'm here.
No, I'm going to have to call and see if they still got the records of it.
Okay.
That's if they still got my records.
Well, do you remember what year you were diagnosed? They'll be able to obtain the records.
Yes, I said it was like back in 92, 93.
Okay.
I want to say it was back then.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And then when were you taking the depo?
It took it for 7 years back then. I had my twins in 92.
Okay, so it was before 92?
I started taking a depo after 92. Well, right after I had my twins in 92.
Okay, so you were diagnosed that same year that you started taking it?
No, I couldn't have been. Wait a minute. Probably like 93, 94.
Is
When,
when.
yeah, it was down there. Because I started taking a Depo in 92 after I had my twins. I started having bad headaches like a year or two later. Yeah.
So you were diagnosed.
Back in 90, what, like 92, 94. It was a
Okay.
community health net. I
Okay.
was going to the Dr. Snow office.
So if you started using it in 92 and you used it for 7 years, would 99 be the end date of you using it?
Yep, I could got off because they said my phones were deteriorating.
Okay, so you did use it then,
It
between
was deteriorating
1992
my
to present
bones.
date. Okay. Did you use the brand name Injectables, Depo Provera, or was it generic?
No, all I know, I want to get it done at the OBGYN, they put it in for me.
Okay. Do you? Because I would need to know that. Do you remember, best to your knowledge, if it was brand name?
Okay. I can't think of the brand name. I know it's a Depo Vera on it.
Okay, so then if it had, that is the brand name. So yes, then to the name brand injectable then. Okay.
Because I used to have to pick it up from the drugstore and take it, and they put it in.
And did you get the did you use it for at least 1 year minimum? I know you already gave me the dates, but I have to get a yes or no.
Yeah, I used it for 7 years.
Okay, thank you. And did you have at least 4 injections in a year? Okay. And then we'll go through the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then we have the spelling of your first name, Gloria, and then Potter, Potter.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
6/5/1970.
6/5/1970.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you know anyone else that was injured by the depo?
Not that I know.
Okay. Oh, and I'm so sorry. I don't think I got a yes or no for this answer, but you did want to see if you meet the rest of the criteria to participate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you already said you don't have an attorney, but you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, let's see here. We have an email. It looks like it's your last name, first name, 0602@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then cell phone, 814-520-2035.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
809 Walnut Street.
Walnut Apartment Street. One. Apartment 1?
Mm-hmm. 16502.
96502.
16502. Oh.
16502. Okay. Is that Erie, PA?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know the diagnosing doctor or the facility?
It was Community Health Net.
It was what?
Snow Office. Community Health Net.
Community
Dr. Snow Office.
Health Net. Is that in Erie?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the doctor's name? I'm so sorry.
Dr. Snow Office.
Snow?
Yes.
Okay. And then Community Health Net, is that on State Street?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had any other cancer diagnosis or anything like that?
No.
Prior? No. Okay. And then did you have treatments at the same facility or did you go somewhere else?
They have sent me to Pittsburgh.
What is it called? Pixford?
Mm-hmm.
Is that same hospital name or a different town?
It's a different town, Pixford. The hospital Pixford. In Pixford is in each of.
Okay.
I can't remember. UPNC? UPMC.
UPMC. One moment here. In Pittsburgh or Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh,
okay.
PA.
Okay, let me see. Is that one on Lotus Street?
I don't know what street it was. I can't remember.
Okay. Do you know if it was by anything? There's two locations. One's Lothrop Street, a Presbyterian, UPMC Presbyterian. Or UP, you think it was that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then for the, let's see, prescribing, do you remember who was giving you the shots of the depo?
The
at least the facility?
I was getting a depo shot at the OBGYN.
Okay. Do you remember the name of it? Was that in Pittsburgh or?
Erie,
okay.
Oh, my goodness, what did they used to take this? They kept switching up their sites.
Let's see, there's women's wellness and gynecology, obese,
It was a women's center,
women's
but it was
center.
By St. Vincent in Erie, by the Allegheny.
Women's center.
It was St. Vincent at the time, but now they call it Allegheny. But they ain't even there no more.
Let me see here. It's near what street?
By St. Vincent Hospital. It's called Allegheny Hospital now.
Allegheny Hospital. Okay, 1 second.
I'm 24. And...
It's called St. Vincent now?
It's called Allegheny now.
Oh, okay. Well, it's part of...
St. Vincent.
I see one. There's a St. Vincent Women's Center, Allegheny Health Network on Myrtle Street.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound...
It sounds, but the one I used to go to, they moved it, so... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They might have a record still.
Was it that same name, though? St. Vincent Women's Center, Allegheny?
It wasn't Allegheny at the time. It was just St. Vincent.
It was just St. Vincent. Okay. I'll put that one. Oops. And then, let's see, you would have a copy of the medical records to indicate the tumor and type, at least with the doctors?
Would I have it now?
Yeah, do you have a copy, or would you, do you think the doctors at least have a copy?
Hopefully they got it. I know I ain't got it no more. I don't move so much.
Okay, but at least with the doctors, best of your knowledge, they should. And your pharmacy name?
At the time of it, it was either Rite Aid or CVS.
Rite Aid in Erie?
Yes.
On Peach Street, Erie Plaza Drive, West 26.
It was on, they don't close it down now. CVS on 12th and Parade.
CVS on what streets?
12th and Parade.
Okay. I think I found it here. 12th Street.
The 400 block.
Yeah, it's 410 East 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Let's see here. Lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do they live with you?
No.
No. And then their name?
How many names can I give you?
Just one.
I'm going to give y'all four of my kids. 814-323-1633. Kritisha,
K-R-Y-T-I-S-H-A,
Overton.
It was K-R-A-Y?
No, K-R-Y.
Oh. K-R-Y.
T-I-S-H-A.
S-H-A. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
That's okay. Overton.
you said she's your daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ain't able to take one more name?
Yeah, we can.
All right, I'm put one of my oldest son too. 814-340-5750. Raheem, Raheem Smith, Smith.
Okay.
That's my sign.
Okay, perfect. And then let me make sure nothing else is needed. So just again, I'm gonna read through just to re-verify everything. So you were, oh, before I ask for that, for the medical record release forms, what is your social?
165. Oh, head hurt. 58-1803.
Okay, and that was 165-58-1803?
Yes.
Okay, and then just to reconfirm everything we have here, so again, you are filing the claim for yourself. You said you were diagnosed with the meningioma after taking the depo for at least 1 year. It was diagnosed in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And your... excuse me, you did consume the name brand injectables. You had at least 4 injection shots in a year, correct?
Yes, I am.
And then you roughly started in 1992 and you stopped in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we are good to go here. So bear with me. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.